Welcome to Hot Breath Comedy Fam. On Monday, May 13th, I am teaching a clean comedy workshop. The last four I have taught sold out very quickly. So if you want to learn about clean comedy, the business side, where the line is, how to write clean comedy, go to the link in the description of this episode and we'll see you there.
We're back, Hot Breathiverse. This is a very special episode where we are doing a best of countdown of the top five episodes of Hot Breath 2023. We would love to know yours. Please join our Facebook group. Let us know in there. We've got a discussion going about other people's top five episodes and if they agree with ours. Now, this is going to get dicey. This is the first time we've done this, but I'm most excited, not to tease, but I'm most excited about my number one. And it's not because it's the most famous person we've ever interviewed, but it has a more sentimental value that I'm excited for my number one. But I think we're going to start with number five. That's where we're starting. And I'll also, these are our personal ones, but for the data, the analytics, what those say, we are also going to reveal after we reveal our top five here. So a lot of good inside baseball here at the Hot Breathiverse that we're excited to get going. So batter up, Yoshi So, what was your number five episode of Hot Breath for 2023?
Number five
was Joe Byers announcing his Drive Bar special getting released.
Oh, wow.
I enjoyed that episode. I think I enjoyed that episode because it was like just a lot of like emotion about it, but also like just a lot of like, it's now kind of out. And also just like watching you like accept the praise of the fact that you have a dry bar, but also like being also that comedian of like, yeah, I did it. And now, like, now what kind of thing? So like, I just enjoyed watching like that view, that kind of field of emotions. Yeah, it was you announcing your dry bar. That was my number five book for the year.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Yeah, it's so funny that I appreciate that resonated with you. It was just something I didn't do it for any other reason beyond just like documenting this milestone. I guess it's good to celebrate things because comedy is so up and down. Yeah. And you're hot one minute, not, or jealousy or negativity. That's, as you and I have both said, all those things are rooted in things that are out of your control. Anything negative. So that is the mindset I have to remind myself of daily, something Yoshi reminds me of as well, that it is like focusing on things you can control is secret sauce in this game. I guess I said all that to say thank you. That's very I receive that. I'm working on receiving. And I received that, fam. I received that.
Yeah, so I get it. We need to work on being humble. And so I fully understand.
You don't say.
But yeah, that was top five. That was number five for me. Yeah, what was your number five?
My number five was actually Ian Bagg. This was a sleeper one. It's sentimental in a few ways in that, one, we recorded it at literally like 1 a.m. Like, he flew in, like the generosity of comedians are just, it's overwhelming just like how they're willing to give back. So it's like, he flew in that day, he did two shows, and then recorded the episode in the lobby of his hotel afterwards. Yeah. He's been doing it 30 years. Him talking about considering killing himself so his wife could get the insurance money. In all the interviews, like that moment there, it's like I'd never been in that situation. And the fact that I feel like he trusted me with that information and that it was also just like another level in like the Hot Breath interview of like, oh, so this is starting to even morph into something more than just like inside baseball comedy. So it just felt like another chapter of the show. And that's why it was in, that was my number five, just because he had been on the show before. and to see his career actually paying off now 30 years later. Just the whole story of it really, really sticks with me.
Awesome. Yeah, that's solid.
Very nice. So number four.
Number four was, for me, was the Just for Laughs crew. I was just watching, like, probably my favorite part was honestly just like Ian Edwards and just the history that he has of just how deep he's been into the game, all the stuff that he's been through, but also watching like the humbleness of this very successful somebody who I just like adore as a writer, who's been through it all, but still every day grinding, every day like not letting it get down on him, and still being a part of, you know, the festival, and then also just like the insights from him, the Luden's name who runs the festival, always there. Ariane, and she just like her insights about like not waiting for someone to do things for you, just going out and just creating things, was just like
stuff with it.
So just that interview overall, and just like everybody else that he had, and the dude who Matt Rife, and like just that
all Paul Julia,
all those stories, but like it was,
it's like this is my number I was on it. I was like, you're just talking about
it. Literally, and I've seen it. I've seen it, but I forget. I'm such an old man. I forget names big time.
Let me tell you about marriage. So,
I can remember to wake up at 4 a.m., but I cannot remember the people that were on the podcast.
You know, with my number four, too, though. No cap.
Was it?
Was one. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. That's
so funny. It was like the first, well, one, just like the logistics of all of that was all down to like the final hour, like literally just finding a place, getting everyone together, coordinating schedules, a last minute dropout that then leads to an even bigger like addition, like, mm-hmm. Like the night before, I'm supposed to be like hanging out like with my wife on this trip, and I'm like trying to figure out, but it was all positive, and it was all positive, but just the first time again of like a change in format of like, oh, this is like a group setting, this is at like the most prestigious comedy festival, like we've got a lot of heat in this room all together talking casually about the state of comedy. And while also giving advice and things like that. So it was like the Ian Bagg one, another chapter of like this next chapter of Hot Breath and what's possible with it.
Yeah. And I think the other thing about it is that they all felt very genuine.
Like
all those people are super successful and obviously they're just all doing their own thing, but very genuine in sort of like the stories that they shared and sort of just like staying humble. I mean, and you were asking some questions, like, remember when you asked Ava around, whether you should leave your job or not. And she just was very honest. She was like, no, you probably shouldn't unless, like, you got something. But, you know, the mistakes that she made. And just, like, I love that genuineness. And you're right, like, seeing it at a format of the biggest comedy festivals and knowing that they're still dealing with it as comedians was just very cool.
Yeah. That's so cool. That was our fours. What was your... And remember, if you're listening to this, please let us know in our Facebook group your top five, or just post them online and share. I've been loving people sharing the episodes, especially the more recent ones. People have been really good about resharing them and posting their favorite clips and stuff. So, yeah, we're a community. So, the more we can help each other, the better. So, that being said, number three,
Mr. Soap, is... Austin comedian CJ Landry, man. That podcast that they was legit. I think something about it was just how raw it was and just like the level of grind that he did moving from Cali to Austin. And like, I mean, honestly, just a clip from it of just like, I would just eat other people's food because I didn't have anything and just switch food services. And I'm like, yo, that just sounds like, you know how old people make up stuff? He like, how bad to be? So where, you know, people like, I walk uphill 10 miles both ways. Like, all right, well, you know, you're lying. But like, just that grind of figuring it out for your dreams was just very like inspiring to see. And then obviously he's made it out on the other side, but just the willingness that he had to like do whatever it takes to get his dream like realized, that was for me like amazing.
Yeah, and I hate to do this, but my number three was also CJ Landry. I hope we don't have the same list.
Stop it.
I'm serious. Okay. It was three.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna see what your number one better not be to say, because I will come through the screen and I will drop it in the face.
Don't worry, my number one is me announcing my dry bar. So don't worry. That's the number one. I mean, the CJ Landry one is just, that was another episode of, it's like the first, I felt like the first interview I had done where it was, a lot of times it is like, how do you do X, Y, and Z? How did you do A, B, C? This one felt more like which I think led to more breakthroughs later, like that moment with Ian Bagg that was more conversational. Yes. The CJ Landry one just got authentic.
True Hollywood stories behind the scenes of a comedian early in the game, super young, but willing to take the natural step. Like, he left Texas to go to California and come back. Like, you can say, like, all the things, like, it was so much of just to go to California and then to come back and start all these things. And so it was just awesome.
Yeah, I think it's a must hear, especially for any young comic, just the reality of the comedy grind and a lot of times what it takes. I mean, to what degree you want to commit to it is up to you and your own personal livelihood and mental health. But, CJ's showing the path that a lot of the greats have done, where they just go all in by any means necessary. And that episode is really a behind the scenes look that I don't think a lot of people know about, like actually people that decide to pursue comedy.
Yeah.
So, and he's a doorman at the mothership. So he's doing a lot of cool things and still paying his dues. All right, here we go.
Have not reviewed our list before the show.
We have not.
With the top one. So, yeah, this is great. So, your number two better not be to say. But mine is honestly going Zoom with Leah and sort of switching up on to go Zoom, given the fact that it didn't work on the technology. But I love that episode. Because outside of dropping just some major gems on social media, on just like the art of testing stuff out, figuring it out, not quitting on social media, and just like finding your own way of what works, and just her story of just like improv and figuring things out, and then her ability to build and figure things out on the podcast, and be like, yeah, I'm down for going to you, no issues whatsoever. That for me was just like, yo, you a real one to like do that for us, but also like just still drop gems while we were on a different format. So I truly appreciated that one, Mister. It felt like there was levels to that episode.
Yeah, she was unbelievably nice and just unbelievably talented. So it was really, that was a really fun one to kick it old school, and for the community to really rally around that. That was, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my number two is Earthquake. Ooh. And this one, as we talk about the community of Hot Breath, like Chris Krulon comes on a live stream, OG member of the Hot Breathverse. Basically, we all three talk about Earthquake's new comedy festival. I think we all talked about it, like me, you, and Chris, and we're just like, have you seen this special? This is like next level, like undeniability. I think we talked about behind the scenes, and then we're like, oh, yeah, we should just break this down on the show.
Yep. Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah, and then that led to us eventually down the line. I mean, Earthquake saw it immediately, loved it, shared it. Mm-hmm. We get in contact with Earthquake, and then I'm out in L.A. interviewing Earthquake, and he opens up the interview thanking us for breaking down his comedy special and how much it meant to him. Now, in hindsight, I should have said your guys' names as well. And I should have been like, oh, yeah, that was me and Yoshi and Chris. But, like, and I literally thought that. It's kind of like when you're on stage and you forget something and then you remember it right after. I'm not even kidding. It was like that. We're like, right after the interview, I was like, I should have said Yoshi and Chris's name. And I was like, oh, I mean, I'm serious. But that's how he opened the interview. And I was just sitting here just like, because I was about to start the interview and lead into it, but he hit me with that, and I was just like, what the f-? I was just trying to stay alive in there. But it was all amazing, and it was all because of, like, the community, you know, in terms of us connecting, Chris coming on, breaking it down. Like, it was all because of the community and that positive kind of wave we're trying to put into comedy, and Earthquake recognized that, and then we got to interview him. And it was very gratifying, I would say, just seeing what's possible with this community.
Absolutely. Well, you stole my number one, because that was my number one. It was just the feedback and the response from Earthquake, and just like full circle, because that felt like that entire interview and what we did of breaking down specials, right? And I mean, I think we did a couple more specials after that, and they were on the Earthquake meter. Because he set the bar so freaking high. Just the level. Because that was just undeniable. Like, what he did in those 37, 38 minutes was just out of this world. And so just, like, to watch that whole thing was very cool. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, damn, it'll be great if Joel just mentioned our name in this talk. Yes, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, amazing. Oh my gosh, that was so good. Oh my god,
ladies and gentlemen,
you nailed
comedian Yoshi.
You nailed that, man.
That was in your face. I didn't think about it until you said it, but there was just, without a doubt, there was just, you could just tell there was appreciation around the thing. Like, I mean, he didn't just say that you did it. He just said that you guys, like, broke down this special. You know what I mean? And so there was just, like, and I love the fact that he talks, like, his style. My favorite thing in the podcast of his was Steve Harvey throwing away his written notes and saying, what the hell are you doing? This is not who you are. You write on stage. Keep writing on stage and don't be influenced by other people telling you how to do your craft. And then just be like, oh, that's what I knew. I was like, boom, right? And so it's just like, I love, like, he dropped gems on this, your latest episode, dude. Gems.
Bro.
Just bars. Bars.
Yeah, Steve Harvey told him, yours come out already ready.
It's already ready.
So good. My number one, I will say it's a little bit of a cheat, but it's a format. And it's our live Q&As that we did. We went on a run where we did a bunch of live Q&As.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to condense all those into one category, one episode. I think a lot of the episodes I picked felt like new chapters in Hot Breath, you know, of like, they move the show forward and the community forward in different ways. And us doing a live Q&A and people actually still listening, and a lot of people actually listening.
Yeah.
that became my number one of just like, for so long, the assumption was, oh, you got to have guests on here or people aren't going to want to listen or things like that. But yeah. We actually just listened to the community and answered a bunch of questions. And a lot of those, as you guys will hear, are in like the top five episodes in our podcast analytics. So
that's awesome, dude. Yeah.
That just warmed my heart and made me excited for all the different possibilities within Hot Breath beyond just interviewing comedians. I think there's a lot more that we can do.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, community focused.
Yeah, I think Chris coming back on and reviewing like comedy specials, that feels like a show. I feel like what we're doing is a show. I feel like the interviews are a show. Like, I think there is more we can do and start thinking outside the box that gets the community more involved. And also, we're just creating a lot of quality stuff along the way.
Absolutely, dude. Yeah. We eat it, baby. We are in it. And we don't have to eat other people's food to stay in it, which is nice.
Amen.
Amen.
So, the top five in our podcast analytics are, number five is a live Q&A we did, where we talked about Dave Chappelle and Richard Pryor and finding your persona and organizing a 5-minute set. Number four was another Q&A where we talked about hosting tips, writing versus performing, storytelling advice, and more. That was a Q&A. Number three was, this is the only interview. Well, never mind. But number three is Ricky Glor.
Ooh.
We interviewed him. And we got really in the weeds on like open mic mistakes and his dry bar special and stuff. So that was a really good inside baseball episode people enjoyed. Number two was Joke Writing 101. And it was just like a quick episode about how to generate funny ideas faster, which you and I did. We did it. We like batch recorded a few short, quick episodes.
Yeah.
Giving like quick tips. Yeah. And that one took off there.
That's awesome.
And number one of 2023 was actually the vision board workshop we did with Jackie Cation.
Ooh.
I remember we did like a Zoom with her and members of the Hot Breathiverse, and she broke down how to create a vision board. And we posted it as a podcast, and it was our most popular of the year. So I guess these kids like information. They like learning.
They like to learn. They like the education. They like the breakdowns. Yeah. You read that.
So those are the top five of us and of our analytics. We would love to hear your top five, though. So please, the best way to do that, you could post them on social media. We'll be sure to share them. Or you can just post them in our Facebook group. But it's really interesting just to hear what other people think their top fives are. Because there's a lot of exciting things happening in 2024 I'm excited about. Of just getting back to the community. Getting back to the roots of the Hot Breathiverse. And us all building this thing together.
The roots.
So thank you all for hanging out. So this is our last episode of 2023. We will be back in the new year. And more awesome Hot Breath content. So enjoy the holiday season, Hot Breathiverse, and we will see y'all next year. Bye! Hot Breath. This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.